A term that we hear used quite a bit these days is the term new normal. I know you hear it every day from somebody. And we're being told that the coronavirus will be with us for a while. We don't quite know how long. And so even when and if a vaccine is available, we will probably never go back to the way things were before the virus came. From now on, things will be different. We are entering a reality we have never experienced before. How we do school will be different. How we socialize will be different. How we do sports and entertainment, even going out to eat, will be different. Even how we do public worship will be different. And the term new normal is how we describe this different world we are entering. Well, in today's gospel, we look in on Jesus as he is helping his disciples deal with a similar situation. You see, they are about to face a new normal of their own, both individually and as a small community. Their new normal will be brought about not by a virus, but by the cross, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, after which Jesus will no longer be present with the disciples as he has been. The disciples' new normal will begin when God will come to them in a totally new way, when God will come to them as the Holy Spirit. And today, in preparation for that, we look in as Jesus prepares his disciples for their new normal. And so we look in on Jesus in our gospel reading this morning. It's the evening before Jesus is to die on the cross the next day. Now bear in mind that this is the last time Jesus will be together with his closest friends during his earthly life. Jesus knows that his life's work is about to end. Judas has already left the room to carry out the betrayal. And so Jesus knows that after his death, resurrection, and ascension, that the hands-on work that he has begun will need to be carried on by these 11 persons who are gathered now for the last time with him. Jesus has handpicked and called each one of these men. Jesus has spent 3 years training and mentoring them. Jesus has spent time and energy forming them into a team, a close-knit fellowship for the very purpose of representing him to the world once he has gone. And so the vision Jesus has for this little group of followers is not that they will cloister themselves within stone and brick buildings after he's gone, that they will pull back from the world. But rather, Jesus' vision is that they will go out into the towns and villages like he has done. That they will go out into the streets, out into the community to proclaim God's love. His vision is that they will go out and proclaim and heal and invite others to join them as followers of Jesus and to participate in the inbreaking of God's kingdom. And so on this important occasion, during this Last Supper, Jesus offers his final prayer. And Jesus prays that the Father will be with these first followers and protect them as they begin their work of being the church in the world. In other words, this moment at the Last Supper is like the passing of the torch. This is the very moment when Jesus hands over to his followers the reality of God's presence on earth that he has begun. And so in this final hour, Jesus focuses on the protection. He focuses on the unity. He focuses on the joy of his friends and disciples after he must leave the stage. It's comforting to me to realize that these disciples of Jesus are actually our ancestors. It's encouraging to me that just as Jesus prays for these first followers, in this gospel, Jesus is also praying for you and me. He's praying for us as Jesus sends us forth into our world here in this community during our time on earth. And just as Jesus makes clear to his first disciples, so also he makes clear to us this morning that now that torch has been handed down to us, that now it is our turn. It's our turn to carry on this work of bringing the light and the hope of God's presence into this community where we live in Jesus' name. It's time now for you and me to go ahead and be the light of the world. It's our turn now to be the salt of the earth, to impart to the people we encounter each and every day the reality of God's presence. It's through you and me, through us, it's our turn now that God will bring hope to this world and to our community. In Charles Dickens' book, A Tale of Two Cities, Sidney, a strong and good man, has exchanged places with another man who's about to be executed. Sidney is going to die in this other man's place. Well, now in the prison, while awaiting his death, Sidney meets a young woman who is to be executed also. But this woman is very frightened. As she talks to Sidney there in the prison, Sidney is able to impart to this woman some of his strength, some of his courage. The woman requests if they could ride to the place of execution together. And in the closing scene, the cart carrying them to their execution rumbles along. And in the back of the cart, Sidney stands tall. And the young woman is there beside him, holding his hand. By the time they reach the place where they are to die, the woman's fear by some miracle has been overcome. She's no longer afraid to die. And when she's taken by the guards to be executed, she looks at Sidney and she says, "I think you were sent to me by heaven. I think you were sent to me by heaven." When you stop and think about it, that's the way our ministry here at Grace is. And our gospel makes the same point. In other words, you and I have been sent by heaven. We have been sent here by Jesus to touch the lives of others. Jesus has placed us here in this place, in this community, to impart to others through our encounters with them the healing and the encouragement and the hope that Jesus wants them to have so that they can face the challenges in their lives. And so anytime you listen, really listen to another person's story, anytime you connect with another person, anytime you encourage someone who is afraid, anytime you offer a prayer for healing, anytime you provide help for someone in need, you can be assured that you were sent by heaven. You were sent by the Spirit of Jesus to impart His presence into the life of that person or that situation. And so, just as Jesus passes the torch to His first followers to carry on the work He has begun, so today, that same torch is passed down to us, to you and me, to carry on the work that Jesus has begun. Today, that torch is in our hands to carry on this work, to bring into reality God's kingdom here in this community where God has placed us. And we pick up that torch, and we pick it up in Jesus' name, and we pick it up by Jesus' authority, and we pick it up with Jesus' blessing. Now, another thing Jesus prays for His disciples and for us in this gospel for today is this, and this is extremely important. Jesus prays not only for God's protection for us, but He also prays that as His followers, we stay connected, that we stay bound together in His love. Jesus prays that we remain healthy as a fellowship, that we remain healthy as a servant community by encouraging one another, by helping one another in this ministry, by being united in His love to one another and to the people we serve. This connectedness, both to God and to one another and to the community we serve, is absolutely essential to being a follower of Jesus, to being a worshiping, faithful community. In other words, we cannot serve alone. We can't do it by ourselves, without God or without each other. Just won't happen. This church simply cannot do the work that Jesus has given us to do unless together we take His message into this community. You may notice in the gospel reading that Jesus is praying for His disciples as a group, as a fellowship, who together as His body make His vision a reality. This is the way Jesus thinks of us, His followers, not as a collection of individuals, but as a group, as a team, as a body. It's through this being connected with Jesus and with one another that we follow in our Lord's footsteps. This morning, as we gather around this table to have communion with our Lord in this Eucharist, I encourage us all to be thankful for God's love as it is shown to us in Jesus. And I invite you to give thanks today for each other, for one another. It's so good to see these pictures of our members in the pews, and to give thanks for one another as being members of the body of Christ. And finally, I invite you to give thanks to Jesus for giving us a role to play, for giving us a ministry, for giving us a job to do in bringing about God's kingdom during our time on this earth. And finally, to celebrate today Jesus' presence and His protection with us through the power of His Spirit, as together we move forward into our new normal. Amen.